What's going on, everybody? My name is Rob, and I'm the host of The Curated Culture, a weekly podcast dedicated to dissecting the latest and greatest news from around the world of tech and pop culture. Now, we all know the internet can be a busy, noisy place, so let us calm that noise for you. Join us as we discuss the latest and greatest topics from the people and sources that matter most. Check us out every Thursday as we jump into fresh, original content, new interviews, and a host of other subjects that we know you'll find interesting. So jump in to whatever your favorite podcast app is and search The Curated Culture. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. And in the meantime, we'll catch y'all on the air.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Realistic Sustainability Product Reviews. This week, I found something that kind of helped me out. Every once in a while, you get a product and you're not quite sure if you're going to like it. You're not quite sure if this is going to be useful in your house. Well, I was, kind of pleasantly surprised this week. Now, before we start, I want to remind everybody, these companies, or at least so far, have not reached out to me. These are things that I have bought on my own to attempt to be more sustainable at the house. But once I get them, I kind of dig into them a little more. You can find each and every one of these on our website at greeningyourlife.org/product reviews. It's in the same section as the podcast. We do this in the hopes that we can find some transparency in some of these products. But since I'm already trying them, I should probably at least let you know. Now, we do post them on the site. And although companies have not paid us to do it, there is a link where you can choose to buy them yourself. And for full transparency, again, remember, if you choose to do that, the show gets about 4%. So don't buy it just because of us. But if you want to try it, use the link. Anyways, back to the show. What I wanted to try was detergent sheets. I had heard about them, and a lot of people talk about them, but I've never once made that change. And if anybody knows me, I'm not the quickest at making changes. I'm sure Jamie will verify that and vouch. But last month, we decided I'm tired of these big jugs of water. Our detergent is more than 90% water. We're carrying these big jugs around, or we ship these things all over the country to get them to stores or even to our house. And there's very little detergent there. They could have mailed me the detergent in an envelope. Well, that's what I did. I found someone who will mail it to me in an envelope. I finally broke down and just went online and checked to see what I could find. What I ended up buying was the Inso Green detergent sheets. I have three kids, so I was kind of worried that we would use them only once or twice before Jamie vetoed them. But I wanted to at least give it a shot. And they were affordable, which kind of surprising. They had a couple of different kinds, fragrance and fragrance-free. The fragrance was fresh linen, which I'm not 100% sure what that means as a smell, but at least it had a fragrance, and my wife prefers that over non-fragrance. And on the package itself, it said plastic-free, zero waste, cruelty-free animals. I'm also hoping people. No mess. It's a space saver. So it was my way of getting rid of the jugs, because it was bugging me that every time we had to go get laundry detergent, I was going to buy this massive jug, which, as you know, I was using for bricking periodically, that was going to last like 800 years longer than me. So we gave it a shot. Let's take a look at the criteria. I always use cost, quality, and durability. Materials and packaging, which, by the way, is kind of the same thing. Transit, disposability and waste, and my personal experience. So let's take a look. Cost-wise, it says they're usually $17.99 for 40 sheets or up to 80 loads, but it seems to be constantly around $9.97. I think that's one of those, look, we're on sale, but we're not on sale. But $9.97 is pretty reasonable for 80 loads. If you look at Tide, when you're online, at least when I double checked, it was like 10 bucks for 48 loads. So it's not really out of whack. And with them, you're still buying 90% water. So it's pretty affordable and comparative to most detergents. Now, if you're buying higher end ones, it's probably even a little cheaper. And if you're going with the most inexpensive, this might be a little more. But cost-wise, I still scored it a 5. You get a sustainability style item within the same range, and at least it's not being greenwashed by price. Most times they try to charge you twice as much because you're saying it's better. Next, quality and durability. I guess I don't really have to talk about durability of a dryer sheet. They do dissolve well. They don't leave a residue on anything. And you can either put them in the wash or in the little bucket for the wash. And it seems to work just fine on either. As for quality, I was kind of surprised. Jamie liked it. It cleaned the clothes. It did its job. It didn't have to do anything more than its job. And it nailed it. The quality seems to be, well, good, or just as good as anything else I've ever used, so I scored it a 5. Materials? Well, that's a little different. Materials, I started at one spot and had to change it, because what I'm learning is they don't always tell you everything on the package, or they'll tell you part of it, but not how they got it. Let me explain. So on the package, it says it's plastic-free. Cool. It says zero waste. Cool. Cruelty-free, no mess, and space saver. Well, Space Saver is an absolute by far. It just kind of, it's like an envelope. No mess? That's turned out to be true. It's pretty nice. No spilling. It's just tear off a sheet and throw it in. Tear off whatever size you think you need. Cruelty free? No way I can guarantee that. I can Google as much as I want, but I can't find where that actual factory is, and I can't tell if that is true or not. And so why would I question if that is true? Well, because the plastic free. When I went to open the package, the paper tore, leaving exposed a plastic cover. It's instead of wax over top of the paper to keep it preserved, it's like a thin layer of plastic. Now, my guess is it's more of like a food grade, but in zero places can I find what that plastic is. It looks like plastic. It feels like plastic. It's likely a kind of plastic. So plastic free, what it means is the detergent sheets are plastic free, because the packaging is not, which makes me a little more skeptical on other things. Wasn't happy about that. Originally, I was kind of excited. And as I looked things up at the very beginning, I was thinking 5 of 5 stars on materials, which might be the first time that's ever happened. And it's not. It's changed. It's a 3 of 5 now, because I can't quite guarantee if it's a biodegradable plastic. I can't guarantee if it is or is not a petroleum base, but the rest of it is paper. And the detergent doesn't need those ingredients. So I'm going to stick it right in the middle. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5. Honestly, I feel like I'm being a little generous because they're not quite so transparent. And that's going to carry into the next one, transit. So far, every transit I've had on every review is a 1 out of 5. This isn't any different. Even though the company is in New Jersey, you can't find anywhere where they actually make product. I can't get any of that information. This product is bought by a distributor in some kind of mystery. Although the product seems to be very, very good, can't find out really where it's made. And because of that, I have to assume the worst. My guess is it's probably made overseas, probably in China or India or someplace like that. And that company is doing their very best to hide that. When they hide that, you get worse score. So as of right now, the score has actually dropped because the materials and now transit is not something that is transparent. So transit goes 1 out of 5, just like everything else thus far. Disposability and waste. Well, it's hard when you don't know the exact materials of the packaging, but it does look like a lower grade coating, and it is likely a biodegradable plastic because it does say fully biodegradable in their advertisement, but I can't find exactly what the material is. So with the disposability and waste, yeah, you have a lot of ink still on there. Your detergent sheets dissolve very, very well. And the paper is biodegradable. And they make the claim that there is no waste. You would think with zero waste, I would immediately go 5 out of 5. But because of their transparency issues, I'm going 4 out of 5. I'm not 100% sure that that plastic won't be there. Now, when I run out of these, yeah, I'm probably going to annoy my wife by putting this outside and let it get weathered to see if that plastic biodegrades. But until I know for sure, 4 out of 5. And I think that's reasonable. When you're kind of sneaky or you try to hide things, you're going to lose the points. Last, personal experience. The reason why I jumped this in front of other things and put them on here is because the personal experience is really, really good. Although I'm annoyed by my Googling and trying to find out more about the company and the product packaging, it is a good product. It works. It works well. No more carrying big jugs. I get an envelope delivered to my home, and I can tear off whatever size I need. I don't have to waste it. They're perforated. So, need a half sheet? Use a half sheet. Have a big load? Throw a whole sheet in. But so far, even in the big loads, I've done a half sheet, and everything is clean. Once it comes out of the dryer with my wonderful wool balls, everything is great. It has a great scent. So, 5 out of 5, mainly because, I'll tell you right now, I worried about if Jamie would like it or not. I worried if changing detergent would cause a rash. You've heard me talk about how Jamie and Grayson are kind of sensitive. Well, didn't happen. It worked out well. Now, will I probably start looking at other ones over time to see if I can find something that has a little more transparency? Probably. But these work, and they work well. So, I'm going to use them. I had bought several packages because between using wool balls, which, by the way, will be another short at some point for the dryer, and these sheets in the washer, washing clothes is really down to the cost of the water and electricity. We no longer have dryer sheets. We no longer have these big, huge jugs. Just these sheets and wool balls. It's actually been kind of nice. So that's where I'm at. Overall, I think I gave it a 3.33 out of 5 stars, which puts it up as good as the Misto and a little behind my bamboo toothbrushes, which I still love those things. But either way, still a decent product. It changed the way I do laundry. We're not going to be using any of those liquid detergents anymore. So I have to score it pretty decent. It's not super high in sustainability because we still can't verify where it's coming from and that whole material debacle, but it works. So if you decide to try them out, you can go to the site, click the link, and remember, the show gets about 4%. But don't do it because we said do it. Do it because you haven't tried it yet. Anyways, that's all I had for you today. We appreciate you listening. If you want to support Realistic Sustainability, leave a 5-star review. You can go to any of your favorite podcast platforms and just leave a comment, leave a review, preferably a good one, because if I get to see it, I get excited. If you don't want to do that, share it with a friend. Maybe this is something that someone else has been talking about. Forward it over to them. Post it on social media. All of those things really do help us, and we do appreciate it. And remember, you can go onto the site. You can find different things I've tried out for you. If you have questions, send them to me. Be more than happy to answer. These are all items that are either in the home or once we're in the home. And if you really think the show in general helps you out or has some value for you, you can even donate towards it. But you're not obligated. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your support in whatever manner you use. And of course, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.